Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joining us now to talk about redistricting is our political commentator, Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
We just heard Senator Rosenberg say that seniority and clout in Congress are factors the redistricting committees will take a look at. Is that your view?
Well, I think there are a number of factors. Some, like population shifts, you can't do much about, but the needs and demands of members of Congress are kept close in mind. Hopes and dreams of state legislators who might want to run for Congress are also factors. And then we have the rules that say that the districts have to be roughly equal in population, they should be contiguous, and they should be racially fair. So there are a number of things that weigh in on this. I don't think straight seniority is going to make that much difference. It's more likely who will be vacating a seat for one reason or another.
If anybody, but we'll get to that in a minute. But let me ask about seniority first of all. It's hard to believe that the dean of the delegation, Congressman Ed Markey, faces any problems in this.
No. Ed will get whatever he wants in terms of his district, and he will be looking out for what his colleagues say they want. And there are a number of people who will weigh in on this, but I think Ed Markey will be the person who will lead the congressional delegation.
What about Barney Frank? He was pretty prickly when we talked to him in Washington a couple of weeks ago. A soundbite you heard Fred Tice deliver just a few minutes ago when we asked him about whether he'd retire. And he said, basically, I have no plans to do that, and don't ask me.
Well, I think it's more likely that he is going to retire this time than ever in his long and illustrious career. We don't know for sure the mind of any member, but I will say that serving as a minority member on a committee, financial services is the one he would go from chairing to becoming a minority member. It's got to make you think twice about how long you want to do this.
And then, of course, as you said a few minutes ago, there might be a congressperson or two who might consider leaving the seat to run for higher office, such as facing Scott Brown in 2012 in the U.S. Senate race, which might make things easy for the redistricting committees.
Yes, if Mike Capuano runs, and he's been hinting that he might run for Scott Brown's seat, although I guess that's called the people's seat now, and if Steve Lynch, who's another candidate member of Congress who might run, if they make their desire for higher office known to the legislature, their districts could be cannibalized to put Democrats into other districts that may not have enough. Or, in other words, their districts may become pawns in the rearranged congressional map.
All right, Dan, but if no one runs for another office and no one retires, does that make Bill Keating, the state's newest congressman from the 10th District, expendable?
Well, it might make him vulnerable, but I really don't see things working out that way. For one thing, Democrats in the legislature and in the congressional delegation want all districts to be as Democratic as possible. But if it is conceivable that if nothing happens, if nobody changes seats or retires, that we'd wind up with musical chairs with one person being left out, and that's frequently done on the basis of seniority. So Bill Keating could be the victim in that case, but I don't see that happening.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.